Michael Jones is in the studio to review a couple of flicks for us. Michael, what have you seen this week?
Seen a couple of flicks, like you said. One's called London Has Fallen.
Okay.
So I'd better talk about that first. Gerard Butler's back, so's Aaron Eckert. Morgan Freeman makes return too, as well as Radha Mitchell. This one's directed by a guy called Babak Najafi.
Okay.
Iranian film director. London Has Fallen, this is the sequel to Olympus Has Fallen. You might remember a couple of years ago, a couple of very similar action films came out within months of each other.
Happens a lot, doesn't it?
Both, yes, it's amazing how often this does happen in Hollywood. Yeah, about presidents being attacked in the White House. Well, this is the sequel to the first one that came out, that was Olympus Has Fallen, not the one with Jamie Foxx in it. This is the one with Gerard Butler and Aaron Eckert.
Right.
But in this sequel, the British Prime Minister has suddenly died, and we don't know why. But naturally, all the leaders of the world, including President Benjamin Asher, played by Eckert, and his trusty top secret service bodyguard, Mike Banning, are gathering in London to attend the funeral. This, however, presents the perfect opportunity for some terrorists who are up to no good to unleash some chaos and mayhem.
Oh, dear.
Yes, oh, dear, oh, dear. But, of course, they didn't count on Mike Banning being there to save the day. Look, the terrorist attack sequence in London, it happens at all the known landmarks. Of course, so it's recognisable for viewers across the world. Mm-hmm. And you've got to feel particularly sorry for the horny old Italian Prime Minister. what happens to him? It's a little bit sad. But anyway, it's actually quite an exhilarating sequence of events to watch. It's a combination, you know, of course, there's plenty of CGI, but also there's, you know, plenty of action as well. World leaders being dispatched left, right and centre. And like I said, they didn't count on Mike Banning as he goes about single-handedly protecting President Asher, with extreme prejudice, of course, and then tracking down the terrorists to their lair in London and dispatching them in all the ways an MA-15 rating will allow.
Okay.
Including lots of people being stabbed in the head.
It's gone out of fashion. It's back. He's trying to bring it back.
It is back. And I was thinking, it must be really hard to stab somebody in the head. Do you know how hard somebody's skull is?
Yes, it seems quite thick.
Yes, anyway, look, there is a subplot that involves searching for the mole in the British mole, of course, because, you know, these things certainly couldn't happen without somebody
on the inside.
But this seems to get sorted out so quickly. You wonder how MI6 didn't spot this nefarious activity going on before all of this action went down. Look, a couple of other things to mention about action film. Never make big plans and say them out loud.
Gotcha. The old James Bond trick.
As soon as you do that, you know, you might as well just put a red line through that character because they're not going to make it to the end of the film. Look, like I said, there's some thrilling set-piece action sequences and creative use of CGI in this film. It will satisfy your bloodlust, because there's plenty of it. But this film does fall down at the final hurdle, or trip a bit, with a pretty underwhelming climax, and also for grossly underusing Morgan Freeman in a very minor role.
Okay.
So that's London Has Fallen.
All right,
next film.
Move on
to The Daughter.
The Daughter.
Australian film that comes out today. It stars Ewan Leslie, Odessa Young. The young Odessa Young, she's only about 18. She's a very, very good actress. Paul Schneider, Miranda Otto, Jeffrey Rush, Sam Neill. So
wow,
lots of big names in this. It's written and directed by first-time feature director Simon Stone, and he's adapted this story from an Ibsen play called The Wild Duck. The Daughter is the story of a town and a family that, or a couple of families, that are about to reach a crisis point. Devastating secrets are about to be revealed.
Ooh.
And people are going to get hurt.
Oh, no.
Yes, people are going to suffer.
Ooh.
This is a contemporised version of The Wild Duck. It's set in an Australian logging town that suggests that it could be Tasmania, but it looks more like Tumut in southern New South Wales. And then there is another scene that's filmed at the University of New South Wales, which is pretty easily identifiable. So I'm guessing it's probably filmed in New South Wales. But this is a really well-layered, dark tragedy, which you can actually see unfolding, and you can probably guess where it's going, but you sort of realise, even as an audience member, there's just no way to stop what's going on. It's just got a momentum all of its own, the story. Look, Sam Neill and Jeffrey Rush, they seem to guess the gravity of what's about to happen, and they don't seem to crack a smile in the whole film. They're just very stern, stony-faced people the whole time. Odessa Young, like I said, is a young actress. She plays the daughter, Hedvig.
Hedvig.
Hedvig, and a very unusual name. Simon Stone has contemporised the whole story, except for the name of the daughter in the film. Hedvig.
Interesting.
I don't know too many Hedvigs outside of Scandinavia.
Neither.
You ever met one?
No.
No, no. Look, the daughter, it does get a bit melodramatic at times, but I guess it is about family and relationships, so maybe you can expect that. But the intensity certainly ratchets up in the second half of the film, and I'd say the daughter is very worthy and watchable first progeny of Simon Stone.
All right, fantastic. And got a bit brief little chat with the director of that film, which we'll play a little bit later on in the hour in this morning on Brekkie.
Terrific. I'm looking forward to it. Who's doing it?
I think you did it, Michael Jones.
Oh, that's right, I did.
All right, there you go. Two great films have come out today, London Has Fallen and The Daughter. So go and check them out if you want to at the pictures. Thanks very much, Michael Jones.
Pleasure.